WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let's get real for a second. How many times have you found yourself feeling drained, overwhelmed, or just plain exhausted after interacting with certain people? Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting anything back? That, my friends, is the telltale sign of blurry boundaries. Today, we're diving deep into the world of emotional boundaries, those invisible lines that protect your well-being and allow for healthy relationships. Think of them as the fence around your emotional homestead, keeping the good stuff in and the negativity out. Trust me, this is a game changer for living a more peaceful, fulfilling life. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, remember that boundaries aren't about shutting people out, they're about creating space for healthy connections. It's all about saying yes to what nourishes you and no to what drains you. So, buckle up, because we are about to unpack 5 golden rules for setting those emotional boundaries like a pro. First things first, know your limits. Seriously, figure out what makes you uncomfortable, what triggers your stress response, and what simply isn't worth your energy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone waltz into your house and start rearranging your furniture, right? Your emotions are just as precious. So define those boundaries, what behaviors, topics, or requests cross the line for you. Second, communicate clearly and confidently. This doesn't mean becoming a wallflower, it's about expressing your needs and expectations respectfully but firmly. You can say something like, I appreciate your offer, but I'm not comfortable discussing that right now. Or, while I want to help, I have other commitments at the moment. Remember, you don't need to justify your boundaries, they are valid simply because they are yours. Third, practice saying no without guilt. This one is a tough cookie for many of us, but it's crucial for protecting your well-being. It's okay to decline requests that don't align with your priorities or energy levels. You can even try framing it positively, I'm committed to focusing on your priority right now, so I need to pass. Fourth, protect your time and space. This means being selective about who you spend time with, the commitments you take on, and how much information you share. Don't be afraid to carve out me time for activities that recharge you. Think of it like a power nap, essential for staying energized and effective. Lastly, remember that boundaries are fluid and evolve over time. Your needs and priorities will shift, so don't be afraid to adjust your boundaries accordingly. It's an ongoing process, but the effort is worth it. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a mountain of emails and deadlines. Suddenly, a colleague starts unloading the personal drama on you, completely derailing your focus. Ever felt like that? Now, imagine you calmly set a boundary by saying something like, I understand this is tough for you, but I need to focus on these deadlines right now. Can we catch up later? See the difference? You've protected your energy while still showing empathy. That's the power of boundaries. They allow for healthy communication and prevent unnecessary emotional overload. So, what are the key takeaways here? First, know your limits. What drains you? What makes you uncomfortable? Second, communicate clearly and confidently. Third, say no without guilt. It's a superpower. Fourth, protect your time and space. And lastly, remember that boundaries are fluid, adjust them as needed. Look, setting healthy boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about creating space for authentic connections and living a more fulfilling life. Don't wait until you're burned out to start implementing these strategies. Start small, be consistent, and watch the magic unfold. So, my friends, what are you waiting for? Go out there and set those boundaries like a boss. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of Stoic State of Mind. Until next time, keep it real, keep it stoic, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.